We've talked about your vitamins. I've given you an overview survey of the various vitamins. We've talked about where they live, you know, where they are in the food supply. And you've got your charts and you can easily go through. But how do you know when you need to supplement? Do you need to supplement? Well, what are some of the circumstances under which you would supplement? Well, number one, as an insurance policy for an already healthy diet. Okay, that means that you're eating well, but maybe you're not always eating perfectly. And maybe sometimes you eat on the run, so your digestion may not be so good. So you have a healthy diet, but you take some extra supplements. Number two, when you have deficiency symptoms in conjunction with a healthy diet, not in lieu of a healthy diet. You see this a lot where people are taking these big handfuls of supplements and then they're eating pizza and drinking beer. You can't do it instead of. It has to have the foundation of a healthy diet. And yeah, our soils are depleted. A lot of the food's not organically raised, and even if it is, the soil's been depleted. So it's helpful to take some extras, but it's in conjunction with an already healthy diet. So I want to give you an idea. I have a packet. It's a little page. It's a 5-page handout. And maybe I'll put that on your page. Because I usually do this, and we go through a whole assessment of this in my energy recharge program, where part of the assessment, we assess all the organs and all the glands, but we also assess the nutrients and give people an idea of how much of this they actually have, which of the nutrients might be the ones they need to start paying closer attention to. And we actually do these in an online form for the program, and they get a score. But I'll give you a handout that just lists these for each of the sections. So just give you a general idea. So say you're wondering if you need a vitamin, and you go through this, and you read the symptoms of vitamin B2 deficiency. And it says cracks and sore around your mouth and nose. And you go, huh, I get those a lot. Visual problems. Yeah, you know, I have difficulty seeing the fine print. Low energy. Oh, yeah. Can't get out of bed in the morning. Eyes sensitive to light and they tire easily. Well, you know, whenever I'm driving or whenever I even step outside, my eyes are sensitive to light. I have sore lips, a sensitive tongue. Insomnia, which is difficulty sleeping. Trembling. Itching of skin, especially around eyes, ears, mouth, scrotum, forehead, and scalp. You go through that and go, whoa, I have 9 of the 10 of those symptoms for vitamin B2. I better start looking more closely at vitamin B2. Under adverse situations that diminish specific vitamins, okay, a cold, an injury, an infection, those are all going to make you need more vitamin C, more vitamin D, more of everything. Also, if you're on specific medications, like I mentioned before, the birth control pills, but other medications interfere with your vitamin absorption and utilization. So that's when you would need to have a little extra. You should not be taking vitamin supplements as a substitute for eating well. You should be taking it as a supplement to eating well, just to cover the bases, right? Covering being exposed to people who have a cold, being injured, having an old injury, having had surgery recently or in the past year or two where your body might have been depleted, being on medication, not as a substitute for eating well. Please make sure you get that, because I see that so much. And it's not to make up for deliberate binges. I mean, occasionally we all blow it, and you might go out and you might just drink some wine and you normally don't, or you might overeat on a particular dessert, even if it's a healthy dessert. That's different. You can take extra vitamins and that will help, but not to make up for deliberate binges. Remember when I taught one of my family members about the fact that B vitamins get so depleted when you drink, and that if you were to replenish B vitamins before going out drinking, you probably wouldn't have as bad a hangover. And one of my family members took that to heart, and instead of stopping drinking, he just would take a big handful of B vitamins before doing it. Yeah, it's protecting him, and yes, it's better than nothing. But really, we want to change the underlying habits that are depleting us, right? It just makes so much more sense. So how do you supplement if you are going to supplement? I have a particular hierarchy. I don't start with going out to Walgreens and buying their cheapest multivitamin and mineral. We'll talk about some of the things that are in there in a few minutes, and you'll realize why you shouldn't do that. my favorite way would be whole food concentrates. And whole food concentrates could indeed be juicing or blending or drying and powdering particular nutrients, particular foods that are high in the nutrients you need. It could be buying things like spirulina or chlorella or powdered wheatgrass juice or things like that. It could be getting it from liquid vitamins from concentrated whole food sources. And I put a picture up of the Sun Warrior. I'm not financially tied to Sun Warrior. It's just a product I use and I like. So that it's a liquid vitamin and it's made from concentrated whole food sources. And I have a picture of the back label on the next page so you can see. You can just do a search on that. You can buy it on Amazon. You know, in general, most of the really good high quality vitamins that used to only be available through practitioners are now available on Amazon and Pure Formulas and Vitacost and all these other discount online places. So there's no excuse for going to the Walgreens and buying the junk that's there. Not to say everything at Walgreens is junk, but I'll tell you what, last year my son got bad mold exposure in his dorm room and he got a bad cold and it wouldn't go away and it went into bronchitis and he was going to the health food store and I said, go to the health food store, get some vitamin C, get some vitamin A, let's help you with this. And he gets there and he goes, Mom, I can't take this stuff. Listen to the ingredients. He was savvy enough to know that even though he said the vitamin C, it has this, and I don't remember the exact things it had in it, but they were things we did not want him to take. And he was savvy enough and smart enough at age 19 to say no way to that stuff. So the other way that's the next thing after the liquids, because liquids get in the fastest. They're just easy to get in. If you do them on an empty stomach, they generally will even absorb through the mucous membranes and don't even have to go through your full digestive tract. How's that for good news? So the other thing is capsules. The next thing would be powders that you can dissolve in water or green juice and drink it before your meals. The other thing would be capsules without excipients, high quality capsules that are not loaded with extras. The capsules themselves are not great because you've got to get all that cellulose and you may have an allergic reaction to it or it might irritate. So it's best if you can get them as powders or liquids or whole food concentrates. But the next best would be capsules, as long as they're made without excipients. And then lastly would be tablets without binders or preservatives. The tablets tend to be the worst because they're the slowest and the hardest to break down. Although some manufacturers have figured out how to press them in such a way that they're not so hard to break down. So this is just a quick look, and you'll have it in your slide, so we're not going to take the time to go through it. But this just shows you what is in here. And these are from Organic Blend of Whole Foods. So it's listed there. They're from organic mineral plant sources, from guava, holy basil, lemon extracts. So all of these vitamins are extracted from real whole foods and they're just concentrated into this formula. And I use this one. This other one that Sun Warrior has are the raw vitamins for her and for him. Another company that has raw vitamins, but they're a little bit done differently. Like the Sun Warrior actually concentrates. So they might be a little bit more expensive. Vitamin Code has their raw vitamin line, and those are basically vitamin substrates that have been grown on yeast. So it's been grown, like you're given synthetic vitamins to these yeast and then they grow them. So really what you're eating is the food because you're eating the plants that are producing them, the yeasts. So let me tell you some of the stuff you should be avoiding in your supplements. And believe it or not, these things really are in the supplements and not just at the ones at the local grocery store or drugstore. If you go to some of the better health food stores, you're still gonna find some of these things. And so we really have to be careful. The first thing is hydrogenated oil. I don't see that a lot in the health food store lines. I do see that a lot in the just, you know, generic mom and pop store lines. Hydrogenated oils, as you know, is an oil that has been artificially saturated and then is damaging to the insides of your body and create free radical damage and damage your cell membranes and all that. Talc. Talc is like talcum powder. It's a known carcinogen, but you'll be shocked if you start to read some of those, the labels on some of those vitamins. Just for fun, go down to your local Walgreens or HEB or whatever you have in your area and start reading the vitamin labels. You'll be shocked. Sugar's in a lot of them, or high fructose corn syrup, which they think maybe people think is better, but we're too savvy. People know. Artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, artificial colors. Why do we have to eat a vitamin that's bright blue? Tell me why. Why do we need colors in our vitamin capsules? We don't need pretty colored pink and blue and orange. We just want the thing there. Okay, sometimes they put the sweeteners or flavors because the thing would taste bad. I can see that, but not artificial. If they're going to put something in there, put a little stevia, put a little bit of organic honey. But they usually use the artificial, you know, the aspartame and all that kind of stuff. Stearates. And stearates are really controversial, and I have another slide on that. Magnesium stearate, calcium stearate, or just plain stearate. Some of them are plant source. Most of them are plant source. Some of them are animal source. And stearates are actually a gummy. It's like a lubricant. It's a fat. And I'll share with you more on that on the next slide. Sodium benzoate is used as a preservative in a lot. And there have been studies that show that when you combine sodium benzoate with anything that's high in vitamin C, the benzoate separates out and becomes benzene, which is a known carcinogen, one of the most toxic items, chemicals on the planet. Okay, and then titanium dioxide, which is actually, it's made to make things darker, and it can be irritating. That one's questionable. Like the stearates are questionable. Some people think they're great and other people think they're not. So just watch out for these things in your vitamin and mineral supplements. Magnesium stearate is a lubricant. The only reason it's in there is to make life easier for the manufacturer. It's so the vitamins don't stick together. They don't stick to the machinery. They glide through. When I spoke to someone at Thorne Research, said that it costs them a lot more, and it's much slower to make the capsules because they have to have, you know, special equipment, and they have to go really slow and move in slow and small batches. The safety is controversial. Some people think that the main problem is just that it decreases absorption. That one's true. There's not really any controversy about that. It is a fat, so it will decrease the absorption. It will slow down the absorption of the nutrient. Okay? But there's some studies, and there's, you know, there's just not black and white. It's not clear. So I try to stay away from stearates. There's every now and then, if there's a product that is very special and it's a blend that I just can't find in another way, then I'll say, yeah, okay. But even some of the great reputable physicians, alternative physicians that have their vitamin lines have stearates in them. So I try to stay away from them. I try to use companies that don't, like Pure Encapsulations or Thorne Research or Premier Research Labs. Vitamin Code, I'm not sure what they do. So that's what I do. I just try to stay away from them. Or do use the liquids, of course. But the powders sometimes have it in there too, because again, it creates the lubrication that prevents the powders from caking. Okay, so one study links magnesium stearate to creating a suppressed immune system. Others show that it's like a chalk. It creates a biofilm in the body, which coats bacteria. So it allows bacteria to hide out and allows nutrients to have a more difficult time getting in. So you make the choices, but I'm just going to give you the information. So let's talk synthetic versus natural. Most of the synthetics are made from tar coal derivatives. Retinol palmitate is the synthetically manufactured, and it's made from tar coal. B1 is made by using hydrochloric acid added to the coal tar. That fermentation, heating, cooling, and other steps are completed until the synthetic vitamin is created. Okay, that's really appealing, right? And there's information about each of the vitamins that are processed synthetically and how that's done, and it's included on the page with this video. One of the other things about them, the naturals are lower in potency, but because they don't have all these other extracts, they're sometimes considered higher, better absorbed. But there are times when I do use synthetics because I know somebody just needs really super high physiologic doses just to get them over a hump. So I will use them, but I try not to as much as possible. They might be using, sometimes they're using formaldehyde, and then there's also the potential for GMOs in some of the genetically modified organisms in the various ones that are used. Some synthetics actually compete with the naturals for and create adverse effects. So folic acid is an example. Folic acid is the synthetic form of folate. And when you have that folic acid in there, it interrupts the pathways leading to the creation of and the utilization of methylfolate, which is the one that's important for DNA repair and red blood cells and all the great things that it's needed for. And like I said earlier, folic acid has been found to actually damage the blood-brain barrier. And my guess is if it can damage the blood-brain barrier, it probably damages the gut, barrier as well. It could be, you could call it the gut-brain barrier, right? Because once you have a damaged blood-brain barrier, if your gut barrier is not good, your stuff is going to go right to the brain, which isn't good. So how do they get naturals? Well, there's the naturals in one way is just concentrated food extracts. So they just take concentrated forms. Maybe they juice the plant, they concentrate it down to a powder, and they put it in capsules. You'll see that a fair amount. The other thing that is done is that you can take a yeast, usually it's Saccharomyces boulardii, and they feed the synthetic vitamins. And then the yeast then grow. And as they grow, they're increasing the levels of those vitamins and they're creating them. Theoretically, those are natural because the yeast, you're eating the yeast, you're eating a plant, you're eating an organism. But on the other hand, they're starting with synthetics. So they could be concentrating some of those charcoal derivatives. So the idea would be to feed the yeast something like a whole food complex and then have them move it. But actually, there's not a whole lot of research. And then some of them do a fermentation process, and they'll actually take some of the nutrients or the foods and they'll ferment them and actually let the bacteria, the good bacteria, create best. So you see the picture there. I mean, do you really want to put that stuff in your body? I mean, it's beautiful. The colors are gorgeous, but what does it take to make them look like that? Lots of FD&C yellow and lake blue and all that other stuff, which they've known carcinogens.